Oh, g'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
Good weekend, buddy.
Fantastic. The Matildas have gone mainstream.
Oh, yeah. We love the girls and what they're doing. It was 2-1, packed house.
It was. It was fantastic. And that was the headline that caught my eye over the weekend, that the Matildas have gone mainstream. And they were a hot ticket item, as we spoke about last week. But how often do you see a team play in front of their home crowd and bottle it because of the pressure? Or, you know, it's easy to play on the road.
Yeah,
when there's that much expectation because of what they've done this year so far. But they turned on a performance for the ages. It was full of quality, class, grit, everything you'd expect from an Australian team. And they were playing Brazil. And I thought it was very pertinent to have Marta on the Brazilian side, 5 times World Player of the Year, and Sam Kerr in a Matilda shirt, who's been nominated for the FIFA Player of the Year. So a little bit of a changing of the guard, perhaps.
Okay, and Lisa Devana's goal, fantastic, just first look, volley, bang, from what, about a good 20 yards out?
Yeah, that's right, just outside the area. It was audacious to even try it, TK, let alone to execute it. And, you know, it was a spectacular, world-class goal, it really was. And Devana's only, I think she's only 6 goals away from Timmy Cahill's record of 48 goals for the national team. So she's come out after the game and said, I'm chasing that. That's one thing that really motivates me. And you can see as the Matildas get more column inches and more airtime, that record will probably gain more recognition than what it would have in the past.
I don't know about comparing records between that game and...
Of course, you can't compare apples and oranges, but if you're talking national team, national football teams, men's and women... Yeah. And Devana, if she was to go past that, that record of 48
how many
goals
years
in its own right, it's an
unbelievable. About 33 or something? How many years?
Yeah, I think she is 30. Yeah, about
32.
There you go.
Now the EPL, mate. We saw some good goals, some interesting results. Obviously, our team Liverpool 1-1 with Burnley. Very, very frustrating that.
Yeah, it was, and we've spoken about, and I won't spend much time on Liverpool because that's. There was a couple of games overnight we need to talk about, but basically the Achilles heel of their defensive lapses has come back to bite them again. This time it was Emre Can who didn't track his runner to the edge of the box who scored, and it's so frustrating because they're so dangerous going forward and in transition with the speed they've got in the front line. Coutinho's back in now, but unless Klopp fixes these defensive frailties, we're not going to be challenging for the title. But overnight, Chelsea and Arsenal. Nil-nil. The talking point out of this is it's the third game in a row, Chelsea-Arsenal, where Chelsea's ended up with 10 men. If you remember back to the FA Cup, they had a red card. The Community Shield was a red card. And overnight, David Luiz, red card in the 87th minute, I think it was, or 90th minute, for a bad foul on Kolasinac over the ball. So, yeah, I don't know if it's a discipline problem with Chelsea, you wouldn't say that, but there's obviously a fair bit of feeling between those two clubs, and it's going against Chelsea at the moment.
Man, you big 4-0 winners over Everton, mate, and your man, Lukaku.
Lukaku on the score sheet, he came back to haunt his old club, and Wayne Rooney was haunted by his old club. That was a subplot to this game, and yeah, Lukaku scores and assists Mkhitaryan's goal, and look, it was a very commanding performance. It was only ever going to be one winner, as we spoke about on Friday. And, yeah, look, after drawing away to Stoke last week, it was important for Man U to get back on the horse. And they did that in emphatic fashion.
Yeah, they did. It's a battle of the Manchesters at the
moment.
Yeah,
it's only early days, but we've got Man City on 13 points, Man U 13 points, Chelsea 10, Newcastle 9, Tottenham 8, Huddersfield Town on 8. It's only early days, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You can't read too much into that. But
Everton 18, mate.
Mm, that's right. Exactly. And Roy Hodgson, we thought the change of manager may spark them into some
They're a big club, aren't they? Right?
So yeah, that's right.
They don't spend like the top four or five, but they still spend.
Absolutely. There's big money in the EPL. And you can't, as you said, you can't read too much into the table at the moment, but we're now past match day 5.
Yeah.
So it's starting to gain some momentum. Mm. Patterns are starting to emerge.
Anything out of Spain or Italy?
Yeah, Barca's record signing, Ousmane Dembélé, out for 4 months. Tried a back heel near the corner flag and he's ripped his hammy. But a 4-month hamstring injury.
I like the back heel.
Except
so he's gone back heel and he's done a 4-month hamstring.
That's right. Now, you would imagine that the severity
that's
of that...
That's a severe back heel, that,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's severe hammy
it's
injury.
Like a taekwondo kick.
That's sounds like you may have ripped
that's
it off
the
bone.
Yeah, that's off the bone.
Yeah, exactly. So
had
that's
some ham
not...
off the bone on the weekend.
That was in a 2-1 away win to Getafe. Barca leading the competition over there. In Italy, just quickly, Juve star Paolo Dybala scored a hat-trick in his 100th game for Juve in a 3-1 away win over Sassuolo. And they're sitting second in the Serie A on goal difference, 12 points behind Napoli.
And you blokes, all A-League had a whole... We've had midweek FFA Cup, right? We're still... Do you know who you're playing yet?
No, the second match day of the quarterfinals is this week. Western Sydney Wanderers taking on Blacktown City.
Ooh, in they're a big club, Blacktown City.
Game. They are. They knocked out the Mariners, if you remember, in the last round. So that should be a good game Wednesday night. And just very quickly, the PFA Awards last night, Aaron Moy, no surprises here, Aaron Moy and Sam Kerr picked up the male and female player of the year as voted by their peers.
Good beautiful, mate.
Well thanks, done. Guys.
Good on you. And I'm just being reminded, I'm looking at the leaderboard of the golf, Mossy. I said that Leishman had it in the bag. He had a 5 or 4-shot lead.
Five,
and then to four.
Back
out to five, then into four. Now it's 2. 20 under.
Slats.
He's
what
1 under
done?
Through 13 today. Justin Rose at 18 under. He's 6 under through 13.
I'll pressure the, does funny things.
Well, I said he had it in the bow. I put the mocker on him.
Yeah. Commentator's curse.
I love there that it quote. Is. It was Gary Player. I don't know whether he got it from somewhere else, Mossy, or not, but he said everyone feels pressure.
Yeah.
He goes, some people just show it more than
it's
others. Just,
well, it's hard to close out in these.
It's hard to close out. It's hard to shut it out. Good on you, mate. Well
thanks,
done,
guys.
Mossy.
See you tomorrow.
Well Phil done, Moss.